a painting of a wind turbine that says, "Renewable energy, I'm a big fan."
I want to make art that visualizes the world we want to live in.
And she's helping others do the same by teaching online workshops about using art as a tool for climate communication.
My art has reached millions of people personally. My goal with this course is to inspire other people to create art that could impact even more millions of people.
Like Climate Connections? Subscribe to our free daily podcast. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That was 07 and the tune Futures from 2006 in the album The Garden. They were an English musical duo consisting of Henry Binns and Sam Hardacre. Both of them were studio engineers, and the group went on to have a really cool career. Basically, one of the pioneering groups of the early chill out sound. And that was pretty chill, if you ask me. We got something from Zaki Abraham coming up and the album Every Opposite, released in 2012. Zaki is a South African-Canadian singer-songwriter, and her music blends R&B, soul, and jazz. I really like this artist, and I hope you do too. We're going to play the song Go With It. We're also going to play something called Coffee from a Vancouver-based queer theater artist, actor, and dancer who turned into an indie songwriter named Siski. And this is a really cool artist too, so I hope you enjoy the imagination and playfulness that this artist brings to the table. Liv Wade is on the show with a tune called Slow Motion, and this is from her release last year called Radios and Buffaloes. She is an incredible artist, and I'm a big fan. Before we get to Liv, we're going to play something from Els Scriv. And Els Scriv is an interesting artist, and this is a folky, roots, deep earth, northern BC vibe. The album is called Wandering the Pine. The song is called Longer, and this is the first time we've played this artist on the jukebox. So here it is.
All wrapped up in your arms, tangled up in the dark. No intention of moving. Thank you.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
With you, babe. To our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Away.
There you have it, a power trio and Muse with Starlight on the jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Starlight was from their Black Holes and Revelations album released in 2006. Now, here's something that you might not know of right off the bat, but if you're a Canadian, you probably do. We miss these guys. They're from Manitoba, and they are called the Weakerlands. This song is called This Is a Fire Door Never Leave Open. This is from the album Left and Leaving, released in 2000, and they are wonderful. The band was led by John K. Sampson, who has also released a bunch of solo records, and I'll probably play some of those in the future. He's a great lyricist, really interesting stuff. Here's the Weakerlands on the jukebox.